just alınanlardı. Benim duyumsun alınan bir
back to Scranton Ground. I want the position, or the bail I want imposed upon him. I spoke to him last night. He knows what I like. If he would.
All right, then. That's all right.
He just come and as before, I ask you, if you have it in your heart, then you know the words to it. But
you're in charge of
it. I want him to just pray.
All right.
Amazing grace.
That's all right.
And I want you, like I said, I won't ask you to restrain yourself, but I want you to just let the music minister to your soul.
All right.
And thank you that whatever the Lord lays on me to say, that it will have a vessel.
Yes, sir. All right.
And I stand here right now, and I tell you, it's here because of grace.
Yes, sir.
I'm no better. I'm no worse than anybody here.
No.
God has blessed me.
That's right.
And I just want you to just let the music minister to you and empty your hearts and empty your souls. You're not going to leave here sad tonight. Because God has been good. And he said that this was a revival and we're talking about an awakening.
Yes, we are. All right.
Let the music minister to you, please.
All right.
Him and what caused him to go into the ministry. I won't relay your story, that's his story. He'll remember telling you about it. I see young people here today, and I see adults too.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm moved by that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's no need of talking about the size of the group. It's whether you want to learn something.
All right.
On my past message, I tried to equate what it meant between teaching and learning.
All right. All right.
I hope that something that I say will change the way you think.
Sure.
If you looked up the definition of preaching, it'll say to proclaim.
Yeah.
But it's also encouraging
to
change the course of your life.
Yes, it is.
And I pray to God that I'll say something that if the course is kind of bent, it kind of puts you back on the right track.
Okay.
I heard Dr. King in a message said that, I know we're not perfect. If you're on your way to California, you need to get on the right highway.
Sure.
You may not get to California today, but you're on the right road. Show you that God can use young people also.
Oh, certainly.
It's brought out in the scriptures that Jesus said, some of the little children come unto me, and they did come out.
Sure.
And I understand the reason for it is because children will believe without asking a whole lot of questions.
Yes,
you know, you can get so smart that I would watch it, I listen to the radio, and I listen to the radio ministers and so forth and the different cults. And I try to bring this out that people will get you to believe certain things, you know, and they'll get you to believe in the physical. And they'll say something like, the rain comes from the clouds, you know what I'm saying? Let's say the rain comes from the cloud and you see them, you can touch them, you can feel the rain, so you know it's there. And that's what you can believe in because you can see it. And they try to get your mind off of that. What God has taught us that the things are seen are temporal, and the things that aren't seen are eternal. Like, what happens when the skies are blue and there's no clouds? Where did it come from? Who are you going to give it credit to? We serve a God that is way above our little menial minds to think. We can't even think like God.
No.
If we put all of our brains together with all what the scientists told us that we don't use but 90%, 10% of our brains and 90%, and we put them all together tonight and get all that 90 and 90 and maybe 99 and 99 and 44%, all of them together wouldn't be the mind of God.
No.
Scriptures teach us though that Christians ought to have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's the love.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, I understand the other night, when you get out of here, I read over some scripture today, and I was at work. And I got happy reading, and my leg got shaking, and I said, I can understand why a preacher gets up, and it's just so much that he wants to tell,
right.
And he can't tell it all. He can't tell it all. I remember I wouldn't write notes down. I just let the Spirit carry. But I found out that I spoke at a Baptist church once when I was a little bitty boy, and I didn't realize it, but the preacher got up behind me and he said, you know, this young man took us from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
All right.
But what I'm saying, that was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It takes time. You have to learn, and you have to kind of put boundaries on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're gonna grow into anything, you have to grow it, you have to learn.
Oh, yeah.
And so tonight I have a few notes, but I talked to Brother Hamley and a few others last night and I told them what I was going to speak on. And we both and all agreed that you can have what you want to say in your mind, you can have it all set, but the Spirit will move you. And you have to say what God tells you to say. If I don't get started reading this scripture, I can talk all today about how good God has been to me. But I said you weren't going to leave here sad today. Last night we heard a sermon that told us that satisfaction is guaranteed.
Yes, sir.
For those of you who missed it, you don't know what you missed.
That's right.
That's right. Because all of these things, I'll say again, things that are seen in a temple, that means that they're temporary and that they're subject to change.
Sure.
A pretty woman today or a handsome man today, let the years take. And it's back with the energy.
Yes, sir.
That pretty woman, she can feel those creases with makeup and time. She's a woman of the feminine.
All right.
These are temple things.
Yes, it is.
For my scripture, it's coming from the book of Acts. And I'll repeat the whole thing. The Acts of the Apostles. And that's those that actually walk, talk,
yes,
and saw Jesus. It's coming from the 16th chapter, 25th through 33. I began reading. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed the same prayers as God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been killed.
Well,
and Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, talking about the jail, and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul himself, and brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" I'm going to add one verse because Paul answered him. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved." For our subject tonight, chosen, does God have to shake you to wake you?
All right, that's a good one.
Does God have to shake you to wake you?
All right.
Reverend Hamby is a good teacher, good example, and I've noticed that when he uses words, it tries to give you a definition,
yes,
something
sir.
That you can grow on, build
yes.
on, so you don't be ignorant in this world.
Yeah.
I know I use a subject that you don't have to be a fool always. And that's not to call you a fool in the terms
no.
that you're ignorant, but you don't know everything.
No.
So, this is supposed to be a revival. So those of you who are in school, have been in school, you know that revival is just a, you can add a letter here or a letter there, you can turn a verb into a noun. But we're talking about the word revive. The dictionary teaches us that revive means to return to life.
Lord, yes.
To recover life.
Yes.
To bring again to life. To reanimate, to raise from depression or discouragement, quicken, to refresh, to bring again into notice of hope,
that's all right.
To renew in the mind or memory,
that's all right.
Someone is to be revived, and I'm not going to get scientific or psychological,
but in the presence of the Lord,